Sickandtiredpodcast.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with, your health or your life or both? Well, I want to talk about some things kicking off just that can impact your health. And we talk about food, we talk about exercise, we talk about toxins, but what about toxins in our home? Ways to detox your home, I want to talk about just kicking this thing off. You know, cellular health, our biochemistry, our body chemistry is so important. And things that we have in our home, literally, are called endocrine disruptors. And they can really mess with our hormones and keep your metabolism from running the way that it should. So ditching these certain chemical foods in the home can make a big difference. Number one is get rid of the plastics. Now, most of the plastics, they can leach potential carcinogens and other dangerous chemicals that can really mess up the endocrine system. The worst offenders are the polyvinyl chloride, or the PVCs, polystyrenes, which is like styrofoam, and the polycarbonates. So you want to steer clear of the cooking oil bottles, cling wrap, microwavable ovenware, styrofoam containers, the hard plastic drinking bottles, and also the plastic liners of almost all food and soft drink cans. Wow, that's a big list. Go open your refrigerator right now and see what's in there. So avoiding them by opting for glass or cardboard packaging, storing your food in glass or ceramic containers, and seeking out cardboard to-go packaging instead of the styrofoam when they offer that at the restaurant. And then, of course, rinsing all canned food thoroughly, switching to stainless steel drinking bottles and non-plastic microwavable containers, and never, ever, ever microwave food in plastic. That's a big no-no. Now, another one is stop using all the bleached out products. So check this out. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, found that chlorine byproducts known as dioxins are 300,000 more times as likely carcinogenic as a scary chemical pesticide, DDT. Imagine that. So if you think about that statistic, cutting out bleached products like chlorinated paper towels, toilet paper, and bleached coffee filters is a no-brainer. But look for chlorine-free paper products, including toilet paper, as well as oxygen-bleached coffee filters, as they're bleached with chlorine dioxide, and they create a nasty dioxin residue. Another one is you can give up the antibacterial soaps. Antibacterial may seem like a good choice for hand or dish soap, but triclosan, which is an antibacterial component, can cause major issues. First, it kills all bacteria, so the bad and the good. Remember, there's good bacteria that we actually want to be on our skin. And it can also create antibiotic resistance, meaning that certain bacteria can grow immune to it over time. And when these triclosans mix with chlorinated tap water, the combination can create chloroform, which is a carcinogenic gas. The good news is you can avoid these poison problems by using only natural hand and dish soaps that are formulated without this triclosan, chlorine, and the phosphate. So switch to things like Seventh Generation, E-Cover, or Miss Myers. Those are some really good brands. Now, another one is to replace the Teflon pots and pans. These non-stick pots and pans may seem like an amazing idea in the short run. Because, I don't like cooking on the things and to scrape and clean these pots forever. So eggs and onions off the frying pan, they come with a hefty price tag. The chemicals that manufacturers use to create these seemingly magic lining of the nonstick cookware could end up damaging your liver or your thyroid or really creating issues for your immune system. So to reduce your risk of these endocrine and immune system damaging chemicals, ditch the Teflon and go with something like porcelain-coated stainless steel or glass pots and pans instead. They can make a much better difference. The porcelain are really good. They're very easy to cook with, and they tend to have more of a nonstick type coating. All right, the other one is your personal care products. You want to put them to the test. Most women just assume that their cosmetics and personal care products are safe to use, especially if you're dishing out big bucks, you know, for all the lipstick and beauty creams and all that sort of thing. But, you know, here's the deal. The reality is beauty products are a major source of chemical ingredients and endocrine disruptors that the FDA really doesn't even regulate. So it's up to you to do your homework and weed out the products that contain these dangerous ingredients like mercury, lead, toluene, formaldehyde, parabens, phthalates, and triclosan, same ingredient that's in the antibacterial soap. So you always want to look for the natural cosmetics like Aubrey Organics. They're a great company, have great products all the way around. But do yourself a favor and double-check the ingredients list. Learn what these chemicals mean. If you can't pronounce it, probably don't want to put it on your body or in your body. And everybody says, well, it's just on my skin. Well, your skin's the largest organ in your body. And 75% of what you put on your skin goes into the bloodstream. Pretty amazing. You want to cut out the chemical home cleaners as well. So if you use chemical-based cleaners around your home, you're exposing yourself to unnecessary poisons. The most toxic offenders are the drain, oven, and toilet bowl cleaners, or the products that contain chlorine or ammonia. Matter of fact, mixing chlorine with ammonia creates chloramine, which is a toxic gas, was used as a weapon during World War I. Really? And that's what we use. I'm going to say it again. Chlorine and ammonia mixed together. So chlorine in the tap water and ammonia, think about that, creates chloramine, which is a toxic gas. So start cleaning with 100% natural products like white vinegar, hydrogen peroxide, Castile soap, baking soda, lemon juice, and just plain old water. Otherwise, look for cleaning products made with environmentally responsible companies like Seventh Generation, Miss Myers, Dr. Bronner's, E. Cufford, and Method. There's a lot of great companies out there for that. You want to rethink the artificial room deodorizers, too. So I know you want your house to smell good. I get all that. But the volatile organic compounds in the air you breathe, like exposure to the VOCs that can cause nausea, impaired memory, dizziness, sore throats. I mean, that's a big deal. Long-term exposure may even cause cancer. Big C word. How does that sound? Not very good. So if you want to clear the air in the home, you can use a HEPA filter. Those are really, really good. And also, you can look at things like Body Shop, Kiwi Melon, home fragrances, and that sort of thing. All these can be helpful. So, I mean, there's a list of things that can be quite helpful when you're trying to clear all these different items out of your home. But makes a big, big difference when you're trying to really get in there. Because cancer, all these different things, these toxins that we have in our environment, in our home, they matter. And even things like the stain-resistant furniture cleaner that you put on there, be careful with that. And also the chemicals that you use to wash your clothes. These different chemicals, you can go with the natural and the organic ones. They're going to clean your clothes just fine. Because think about it, when you wash your clothes, you're wearing those chemicals or a residual of that all day long, and they're touching your skin, so they go right into the actual skin itself, and they actually can cause issues. So you want to be very, very careful with that. Watch out for the dirty, dry cleaning chemicals too. Stick with something that's more eco-friendly. Talk to your local dry cleaner. Ask if they use certain chemicals in there. Find out if they are natural or organic, and they're really cautious with the chemicals they use, or if they're non-polyphenols, if they use MPEs, these ethyl phthalates, if they don't use those, then you should be pretty good to go. All right? And don't use the pesticides. A lot better ways to get rid of the bugs and things around and use natural components. All of these can be helpful. When you go to like a Home Depot or Lowe's, tell them you want more of the eco-friendly and you want the ones that are more on the natural side. If not, there's some great online resources.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99%. 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. If the body can get sick, it can also get well, right? So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. So the key is making the right kind of changes in your health and in your life. Now, pain affects so many people today. I mean, the pain clinics are growing around the country. We're seeing them more and more. And so there's a question, more medication to manage the pain, or is it to get the root cause and figure out exactly what's going on? Well, there's a great new company out called Amino Active, and they've got these non-prescription pain relievers that are amazing. They're made from actual amino acid profiles. They're doing university test and study right now, and they're probably going to be the first non-prescription, completely natural pain reliever. You can check them out at aminoactive.com. And the reason I'm saying that is just because I want to talk to you about how weather can impact our pain and kind of barometric pressure. And we hear a lot of different people say, oh, you know, it's getting ready to rain, my knee's starting to hurt, and that sort of thing. Well, there's some truth to that. And, you know, we want to be a little cautious with it. And you just want to make sure that obviously there's natural ways you can support it. Because if your doctor has you on pain meds, I understand that. You've got to follow their protocols. But also there's a lot of great natural ways to support it. Lowering inflammation through the diet is always a big key. That's kind of the starting point. And if you're not doing that, that's always a big key. But temperature can make a big difference as well. The summer heat and humidity can typically be difficult to cope with for even the healthiest among us, but for those living with chronic pain, it can be even a bigger challenge. The heat and humidity affects people with chronic pain because patients with these conditions have difficulty regulating their system with extreme changes of temperature and the moisture in the air. Dr. Pappas, who's a physician and medical director at the Beaumont Center for Pain Medicine in Royal Oak, Michigan, says, it's possible that there are changes in the level of fluid that lines and lubricates the joints. If this occurs, it may somehow increase inflammation and pain. Though the science behind the chronic pain and weather connection is limited, the pain itself is real. And a recent review looked at 9 different studies of weather affecting people with rheumatoid arthritis. The researchers concluded that though the weather affected different people in different ways, the sensation experienced by those in the study was definitely real. And it's not only people with arthritis that are affected. The high heat and humidity also can exacerbate the level of ozone in the environment, possibly causing additional distress and pain for those who have asthma, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome. Pain management specialist in private practice, Dr. Moshe Lewis, said this as well. Another mitigating factor is the role that medication plays for pain management. Heat and humidity can increase the amount of inflammation in a patient's system, causing the anti-inflammatory medication to be less effective. So dosages of the medications may need to be adjusted, and other medications may need to be treated in a patient's pain. So there's a lot of pain management you can do. There's some great natural ways to really support the body when you're dealing with heat and humidity and it exacerbating your pain. Here's some things you can do. Well, number one is the obvious: stay indoors. Iona Felix, who's a physical therapist, said that, of course, make sure you do not spend long periods of time outdoors in the middle of the day when the heat is the highest. And if you do have to be outside, frequent breaks inside to cool off is going to be important. Number two, adjust the air conditioning. Keeping the air inside your home very cool and keeping the humidity low can help treat the pain. Investing in an air conditioner or fan can be helpful as well. And even a dehumidifier can make a big difference. So eat and drink adequately as well. Stay hydrated with plenty of water, not the sugary substitutes, and eat a healthy diet to feel your best and keep chronic pain really at bay. You also want to choose the right clothes. You want to dress for weather, wear white or light colors, especially natural fabrics like cotton or silk that are loosely woven and loosely fitting. Dr. Lewis said, try cooling products as well. For a natural approach, you can remember that mint refreshes the skin and leaves a nice cooling sensation, so you can try mint soap, lotions, or powders that can actually be especially aid in the comfort. Summer heat can be uncomfortable, and it can be physically draining for everyone. So if you're managing chronic pain, you can take steps to create a temperate environment at home and it worked, and avoid worsening the condition. So there's a lot you can do to really support the body. So the key is to be able to manage these conditions, but make sure you're getting the right kind of environment around yourself. Be in control of your situation. That's the key. Be in control of the environment. Be in control of what you have going on. And that can make some of the biggest difference in your overall health. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges that we face today are diet and lifestyle related. I talk so much about lifestyle because it matters. I mean, literally the choices we make today, they can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So the choices that you make, the food that you eat, the air that you breathe, the water you drink or don't drink, the choices you make, the environment you have, the stress that you have, or don't have, or the stress that you have to manage, all of these keys are really, really important when it comes to achieving optimal health. The email came in, Paula from Boulder, Colorado said, I've started a new workout routine, and I want to build a little muscle mass. Are protein shakes a good idea for a woman? That's a great idea. Here's my whole thing with women and working out. Every woman I talk to, seemingly, they think that if you start working out with weights that you're good, and you eat a lot of protein, that you're going to get big like some big manly bodybuilder, and it's not going to happen. Women, you don't have enough testosterone. You don't have enough of the hormones to make that happen. What happens when a woman works out? Actually, she becomes very toned. She builds good lean muscle tissue. It's actually a very lean look is what you'll create. So everything that women are striving for, that lean, healthy, athletic look, you'll get from exercising with weights. And nutrition plays an unbelievable role in that. Now, depending on what you're wanting to do, usually 0.8 grams per pound of body weight is recommended for protein. So, for example, the protein shakes, if they're organic, I like pea protein. If it's a whey protein, make sure that it comes from an organic source that has no hormones or antibiotics or byproducts in it. And those can be a great addition to add protein in the diet. We'll be right back.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? We want to help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. If you're looking for a wellness provider in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find someone that believes our team members that we're growing around the country, all this lifestyle-based care that we talk about. Just go to mywellnessproviders.com and check it out. Our team members can help you find what you need. The 10 worst processed foods for people with diabetes. Now, I know that you know that I know that you know that eating processed food, I hope you know that eating processed food and you have, when you have diabetes, is probably not the best idea, right? So I want to talk about the worst processed foods that you could eat if you're dealing with diabetes, struggling with diabetes, pre-diabetes, hanging out on the fence, whatever it might be. These are some foods you definitely need to avoid, all right? Number one are chicken nuggets. And I'm not naming any companies. It's just chicken nuggets everywhere. So these little finger food dip nicely to satisfy the hunger, but you better go for the grilled chicken strips or the boneless, skinless chicken breast. Whether you get them in a restaurant or out of the freezer section, chicken nuggets are made with heavy breading and also loaded with trans fats and salt. Not a good idea, and will throw your blood sugar all over the place. Number two, white rice. Sure, white rice is inexpensive and easy to cook, but like all processed foods made with refined flour, including white bread and white pasta, it offers very little nutrition in return for raising your blood sugar. It also is loaded with preservatives. So if you like rice and want it to better control the diabetes, try some of the wild rice blends as well as the whole grain versions of the brown rice. So just be cautious when you're looking at that. Number three are French fries. I know they taste great, but people don't realize how many calories are in French fries.
than what they can actually do. And so like white rice, they don't offer much in return as far as nutritional value, but they drastically affect blood sugar levels. Throws them all over the place. So if you really like fries, bake them yourself at home without oil and use skin on the sweet potatoes and skip the frozen supermarket varieties. Make your own at home. They actually taste really good. Throw some sea salt on there. Bake them in the oven. It's a great way to go. Now, another one is a big one. Canned fruit and heavy syrup. Ugh. Can't stand it. But eating more fruits and vegetables does help with type 2 diabetes. But it's fresh fruits and vegetables or the frozen variety. But if your budget's tight, canned produce is an option. It lasts longer and tastes good. Unfortunately, if you don't read the labels, you can end up with the ones loaded with sugar. Nightmare. Stay away from those. If you use them, I'm serious, throw them away. They're awful if you're dealing with diabetes. Terrible. Another one is potato chips. So if you're watching your weight and you deal with type 2 diabetes, potato chips will throw your blood sugar all over the place. So plan ahead. You can actually make some or get some organic chips, but stay off the regular potato chips just because of the calories, the salt, and especially the preservatives. A lot of preservatives in there now have been shown to be extremely harmful to your health. Be cautious with the chips. Now, the other one is soda. Lots of sodas, even the sugar-free sodas in your diet, frequently correlates with the diabetes diagnosis. Hands down, they go hand in hand. They just do. Most people switch to sugar-free or try to give up sugary drinks entirely to better manage their diabetes. So if it's a tingly sensation that you crave, try club soda with a touch of fruit juice for flavor or add freshly squeezed lemons or limes. You can put some stevia in there. So it's not hard to come up with alternatives that actually taste really good. Foods with high fructose corn syrup, this is a big one. High fructose corn syrup is a common ingredient in many packaged foods like cookies and snack cakes. But, you know, the focal point of this controversy really about the high fructose corn syrup, it's about its effect on weight, insulin, and health. Many foods you might not realize contain the high fructose corn syrup, but things like sweet pickle relish, ketchup, jams, and jellies, and salad dressings are loaded with it. And if you're wary of the sweetener in the diabetes, then there's also kinds you can get regular sugar, which you still want to be a little cautious of, but they know for a fact that high fructose corn syrup does lead to more insulin problems and diabetes type issues. So you want to be cautious. Processed meats are another one, your luncheon meats. So they don't contain sugar, but they are heavy on the salt and the preservatives. So look for the ones that are nitrite free. Those are a better version. They have roasted chicken now that can be really good. So you can just go look. There's some good companies out there that make some really good versions of these luncheon meats that won't affect the diabetes so much. Fast food hamburgers, too, might be a risk factor. Research shows that African-American women who eat hamburgers in a restaurant two or more times a week are much more likely to receive a diabetes diagnosis than those who do not. So a small, plain hamburger probably isn't the root of the issue. It's more likely the oversized patties, the buns, and the toppings that lead to these statistics. Dr. Hannon, who's a researcher, recommends researching restaurant menus in advance to plan healthy choices. And the last one is sugary cereals. Breakfast cereals in brightly colored boxes are a staple in many households. So if you're guessing that added sugar is part of the problem, well, think again, because it's not just about the little, you know, characters on the front of the box and if they tasted good when we were a kid or not. Even a lot of, I don't like cereals that much anyway. Let me make that statement, because most, they're all processed grains, gluten-free or not. They're all going to raise blood sugar levels. And, you know, even if you're using almond milk or whatever, there's just not a lot of nutritional value to cereal at all. So you can use them. If you are going to go with them, definitely use something like almond milk, rice milk that's unsweetened, and go with more of the gluten-free versions and definitely ones that are higher in fiber. I mean, if you're going to do it, you can knock it out that way. At least make the better choices, because things like gluten-free oatmeal mixed with some fruit and that sort of thing are much better options for your carbohydrates. Yogurt, plain yogurt, add some fresh honey. There's so many good options for breakfast other than your old school bowl of cereal that you've been doing for the last 30 years. And again, we get into our habits and our routines and people just don't want to change them. So, I mean, that's one of the things you got to look at. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to the phones to talk to Pam. Hi, Pam. How are you?
Give me a little information about how bad diet soda is for you. How it affects your thyroid. If it affects your thyroid.
Yeah, it does. It can affect so many different aspects of your health. Now, if it's a regular soda that has high fructose corn syrup in it, kind of like I was just talking about, if it is something like that, then sugar levels and insulin, they can just affect the body in general. You can gain weight. The more weight you gain, the more it can affect the thyroid in a negative way. And depending on the other chemicals that are in the soda itself, whether it's the chlorinated water that they use, the carbonated water, the CO2, that can have some effects. We know chlorine has a strong effect on the thyroid because what happens is it gets in and it blocks the actual receptor for what iodine uses. Now, iodine is the number one trace mineral that we need for the thyroid to function properly. If we don't get enough of it, then the thyroid is not going to work very well. So one thing we want to do is to make sure that you're getting enough of iodine in your diet. So you can get that through a multivitamin, you can get it through salt, you get it through eating certain fish. All that can be helpful. But making sure that you have the right kind of nutrients in, that's going to play a big role. But diet sodas really aren't the best all the way around. And with some of the sweeteners that are in there, they can be a little bit challenging as well, because they can still, studies are saying now that even though you may have an artificial sweetener in there, because of the sweet taste, it can actually stimulate the brain to think that it's the same as sugar. And so it can still cause spikes in insulin and blood sugar and that sort of thing. So you want to be a little bit careful with how all of that works together. So again, probably just skipping the diet soda is a better way to go. I'll tell you some natural sodas that are really good. One is called Virgil's. It's a great company. I drink them. They're fantastic. They make like a zero cola. They make a root beer. Then Zevia, Dr. Zevia. They make all these different flavors with Zevia. Now, they're in cans, which, you know, the aluminum can's probably not the best option, but the ingredients in there seem to be pretty clean. So there's options if you still want to do some sodas. I still like, my favorite is getting seltzer water and putting lemons and limes in there and stevia. It's just one of my favorites. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. 9 symptoms that women should never ignore with their health. I want to talk about that. Important. Number one, extreme fatigue. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, ladies, and you've got this extreme fatigue going on, it could be a significant factor for depression, thyroid issue, diabetes, and even congestive heart failure or even cancer. So if you're really exhausted, really tired, and you get low on energy, talk to your doctor, get it evaluated. It's so, so important. And abdominal pain is another one. A little tummy ache every now and then is no big deal, but constant bloating and stomach discomfort while abdominal pain is happening is a big issue. And so it could be appendicitis, could be a stomach ulcer, or an issue with the gallbladder. So again, if it's in a specific area, notate that area and go see your doctor and let them check it out. The last thing you want to do is have abdominal pain and just leave it and not do anything with it. So vital to make sure you have that check. Another one is the chest pain. So anytime you feel chest pain, that's men or women, but my goodness, if you're a female and you've got chest pain, it's called angina. And so you want to be cautious with that. You want to get emergency attention immediately. You never want to guess and play around with chest pain. I talked to a guy the other day that had chest pain for 6 months and never saw his doctor. I mean, it's something you, I mean, as soon as you get it, you go immediately, even if you don't like going to the doctor. So very, very important. Ladies, those are some keys that can be quite helpful for your health. You don't ever want to ignore those. Another one's heart palpitations. You get that flutter in your heart. That can be a symptom of hyperthyroidism. That's a fast thyroid. It could also be an overload from caffeine. It could also be issues with some of the valves in the heart. So just go get checked up with your doctor. Get into a cardiologist if that starts happening and get some good information so you can find the best way to tackle it. Now, you can do things a lot of these ways in a natural method. You don't have to do it standard medical, but at least getting the information first will help you make the best decision. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit HealingDropByDrop.com. That's HealingDropByDrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, we're talking about symptoms that women should never ignore with their health. You get things like extreme fatigue, and you know, they can be big factors for depression, thyroid issues, diabetes, even congestive heart failure or cancer. And of course, you always want to go see your doctor when these kind of issues are going on. Abdominal pain, something you need to look out for, ladies. Very important. Chest pain, heart palpitations. Here's the next one, painful sex. So if sex hurts, you want to pay attention. Your body could be trying to tell you something. Painful sex can signal a number of OBGYN issues, including vaginal infection, changes in your hormones, or conditions such as endometriosis. So if you find that intercourse is uncomfortable or just plain painful, schedule an exam with your OBGYN to identify the cause. Got to agree with that one. Big time. Extreme headaches, another one. While a stressful day at work or streaming kids are bound to cause an occasional headache, persistent headaches can be a sign of women's health issues. So if you're likely to have painful or hard-to-relieve headaches known as migraines, but on rare occasions, it's also possible for headaches to be a symptom of a stroke, an infection in the brain, a tumor, or an aneurysm. So if you can't kick the headaches, talk to your doctor for peace of mind and to get some relief. Breast lumps are another one. So if you feel a suspicious breast lump, it's only natural to worry that it could be breast cancer. You know, always think the worst first. That's the way you're trained in medicine for sure. That way you can rule things down the other way. But a breast lump could also signify a cyst or another benign growth. So in case of a breast lump, as with any serious issue concerning women's health, it's essential to have it looked at promptly. Schedule an appointment with your doctor to examine your breast and determine the real cause of the lump. Shortness of breath is another one. You can't catch your breath or you get shortness of breath. It's a common symptom in women having cardiac issues and can signal heart disease or even an impending heart attack. So if you find that you're short of breath, especially when coupled with fatigue, dizziness, and other symptoms, always want to plan a checkup with your doctor if you feel nauseated or have chest pain. So seek immediate medical attention, always very, very important. Sleep struggles are another big one. Many women have the occasional restless night, but if you're going night after night without the sleep, there could be a major health issue affecting the sleep. So many women experience trouble sleeping as they enter menopause. Sleep disturbances, especially difficulty breathing at night, may also be a symptom in women of a cardiac event like heart attack. So weakened heart muscles or even asthma can be a big issue. So getting ample sleep is crucial for women's health. So you want to talk to your doctor about what could be keeping you awake at night, and you'll rest more easily once you do that. So great thing to do in checking out the sleep issues, making sure. So these are some things, women, that you really need to look into, and they're really good warning signs, actually, for keeping you at bay and making sure that your health is not going in a direction that you don't want it to. Because our health is so vital, ladies. And as you know, thank goodness you're the ones, I mean, guys, we're the ones that we'll put things off forever. Most women, you get any little thing, they're at the doctor, which is a great thing. I wish you could get us guys to do that. All right, we're going to Hank now on the phones. Hi, Hank.
55-year-old guy, and I don't exercise a lot. I'm still working, but something I've noticed that I'm having problems with my memory, and I was wondering what you guys think of ginkgo biloba or anything else that you recommend. I go into the vitamin store and they come up with all kinds of weird stuff, and I'm not quite sure what's the best.
Well, Hank, a couple things. With memory, you always want to look at things like, especially the brain chemicals, neurotransmitters. A lot of toxins can be built up in the body, though, that can be causing this decline of memory. And it's not just, people think, well, I'm just getting older, and it just is what it is. But the reality is, a lot of times, that if you're nutritionally deficient, things like acetylcholine, which is our number one brain chemical for memory, and you start getting low in that, that can make a pretty big issue. So you can raise acetylcholine levels. Vitamin B6 is a real good one. Good studies behind that. Also, egg yolks, believe it or not, will increase your acetylcholine levels. It has lecithin in it, choline and lecithin, which can really, really bring up those acetylcholine levels. Another thing that can help with memory, I mean, the ginkgo is fine. It's kind of been around for a while. A lot of studies, there's kind of both. So a lot of people kind of debunk it. It's not that important. There's other components that we know that will improve memory, like L-tyrosine is very helpful. And we know things like L-phenylalanine, along with that, raises dopamine levels. And then vinpocetine is another great one, alpha-lipoic acid. All those are great, but that's supplements. I mean, again, I really like deriving most of what we do from our foods. And the better the foods are, the better our overall body chemistry is going to be and the better our nutrition is. But it's good to have things evaluated to look for nutritional deficiencies in the blood and find out what the core deficiencies actually are, and then you can build a good solid game plan from there. That's the way you always want to go. But with memory, when it starts to decline like that, you got to look at the toxins in your environment, food and water supply. Maybe do some sort of cleanse for about 21 days is always a good way to go. And you can get with a dietitian, nutritionist, maybe an alternative practitioner that can kind of guide you in that. But that's a good thing to look into. Some people don't buy into it, but it's very, very helpful. The biggest thing is to make sure you start increasing your overall lifestyle habits. Exercise routine. Remember, when you pump that lymphatic system by exercise at any level, you increase the removal of toxins from the body. So that's another great one as well. All right. Really, really good question on memory. I'll tell you, memory is something that we're seeing more and more with people. I've seen it and talked to so many folks. We get emails in about memory, and I'm not just someone in their 80s when we're talking about potential dementia and Alzheimer's. I'm talking about people in their 30s and 40s. Aluminum, you've got some of the artificial sweeteners that can be potentially the cause. There's some studies that say that. So be cautious with the memory. Protect it. It's vital for our health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure, and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. If you only pay a small shipping fee today, you'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.